This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hi there, it's Inside Douglas County, and your first opportunity, most likely, to meet Matt Lund from the YMCA of Douglas County. So give me the official title on the business card and get real close to the microphone.
Sure. The official title right now is the interim CEO for the YMCA of Douglas County.
So talk about your occupational background, some of the things you've done in life.
It's a little more complicated, but as far as my overall background, my YMCA career, I've been in the Y for about 13 years. And I had a little bit of break in there where I was with the Y for about 10, 11 years, and left to learn more about human behavior and understanding how to truly help people on a well-rounded basis of overall wellness. And I left for 3.5 years to go be the executive director of the National Wellness Institute. After doing that for, again, that 3.5 years, I decided to move back into the YMCA and ended up here in Grants Pass area and obviously the YMCA Douglas County.
So talk about this time with the wellness group. What kinds of things did you learn there?
So you looked at really how to help people be truly focused on spirit, mind, body, and understanding what it means to build resilience, to be mindful, to build behavior change, and really focus on helping people go from coping in life to thriving in life. And what does that mean in helping people balance life in all areas, whether it's emotional, physical, social, intellectual, occupational. And so there is a lot of work in building culture, whether it's in the workplace or in just everyday life.
So a lot of times when people think fitness, they just think fitness, and it seems like it's more successful when there's a lot of those other components, like you just mentioned, tied in with it.
Yes. And, you know, we all talk about work-life balance and what does that look like and what does that mean to our families or to ourselves as individuals. And, you know, especially in today's age with the pandemic and everything else going on, is that we have to even look at that harder. And how do we help ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally, again, get up to find that purpose and that drive in life, even though we're all struggling in one way or another.
So how long have you led the Grants Pass facility?
So I've been in Grants Pass for about 1 year and 7 months now.
And tell us a little bit about the Grants Pass. Why? What kind of things they have there?
So it's just like here. It's a fairly traditional YMCA. We have a large focus on youth development and healthy living and social responsibility. And really what that means is we look at all age demographics and try to become very inclusive and diversify what we do. And so whether it's youth sports or running swim programs or what we call active older adult programs and taking senior trips or providing a place to work out and get healthy, whether it's on weights or treadmills or after school care, child care. Really, it's working with families from all ages, from newborn all the way through 100 years plus.
So how did you find time to add the Roseburg Y to your plate of things to do?
That's a good question. My wife asks me that every day. in all seriousness, I love what I do, and I love the opportunity to come in to new communities and obviously the current community that I started in Grants Pass here. And really just, I have a lot of support from my home life and also from the work life. Working with board members and working with the current staff that are there is that you learn to balance it. And I think if we are doing what we love to do, that time we never have to search for. It just naturally comes.
How much time are you spending in Roseburg each week?
So right now it's 1 to 2 days a week on top of whatever phone calls come across or Zoom meetings. The hours vary, but it definitely could use a little more attention. But I'm trying to balance right now the Grants Pass Y. We're also opening up a second YMCA in Grants Pass. And we now have the Roseburg Y, or the YMCA Douglas County. So the hours vary, but, you know, again, the staff have been great and the board has been great and the support. And we are doing everything we can right now to get through this pandemic.
I imagine that, like a lot of other people, you're spending more time in these virtual Zoom or whatever format meetings.
Short answer, yes. It was, for the last couple months, extremely busy in Zoom meetings. It seemed like whether I was on the call with the CDC or YUSA or with local county health officials or state health officials, there's been a lot of meetings going on about multiple different things. And now that we are back open, both Y's again are open and going, more meetings are starting to happen again, but now they're becoming more face-to-face or at least in the same building together.
So talk about how COVID-19 impacted the YMCA, both kind of in general, but for Roseburg in particular.
So COVID itself and the pandemic has really, it's had a not so positive effect when we first started. And I think this, I hate to say this word, but I think it gives us opportunity to look at and reevaluate how we can do things better. I keep hearing the words thrown around about new normal, and there is nothing normal about what's happening. And I think that we need to look at, again, the opportunity on how we can do better than we were doing before COVID hit or the pandemic. But as far as the overall process and operations that we run in the YMCAs, we're having an opportunity to look at reevaluating. And so the actual impact it's made, there is financial hardship, and there are loss of members. Obviously, we're only allowed to run a certain type of programs. And so we're looking at how do we still serve, or what is our capacity of being able to still serve the communities that we're in, and how do we abide by the restrictions that are put in front of us? So I don't want to hide anything saying that, no, we're financially okay, because that's a lie. I think the community needs the why. I think we serve a big purpose, but we need the community to continue to support us, whether it's through donations or through just joining the Y and being members. We want to make sure that we're here, you know, after the pandemic is gone, and that we continue to serve our purpose in the community.
Like a lot of organizations, you've got this lower capacity now. Do you find, though, that some people, that just having that and the restrictions and all the sanitization and things that take place makes people a little nervous about coming? I mean, are you finding yourself getting to that lower capacity number, or not as much?
Yeah, we are at a lower capacity number. I think there's a lot of factors that come into what's happening during COVID right now, or the pandemic, is that, you know, I think fear is a big part of it. The unknown, change. I mean, all these things have to do with human behavior and what, how each person handles it on a different stress level. And whether you are a senior, it's going to affect you differently. If you're a younger, healthy individual, or if you're a child and it has low results as far as getting this virus or what the cause and effect is. But I think it's different for everybody. But the reality is it has had a effect. And the numbers are lower of people coming in. But I want to reassure everybody that the Y is doing everything possible to make sure we keep it as safe as we possibly can. So whether it's adding in new sanitation stations or wipes, or making sure that the custodial and maintenance are taking care of the areas and cleaning them properly, even our directors and part-time staff, they are taking the right precautions as well. Everything that is mandated and going above and beyond, but we always have. And I think that's something that people should know, is that we've always been clean. We've always been safe. We've always had hand sanitizers, but we're going above and beyond that now. And so I want to reassure that people can feel that they are safe when they come into our YMCAs.
As you've reopened, has that affected the hours that you are open?
Yes, it has. We've cut back on some of the weekend hours and cut back on the weekday hours, and we're monitoring it weekly. As everybody probably knows right now, everything is changing either hourly, daily, or weekly, and we're trying to keep up with all of it. And so as we monitor the amount of people coming into the Y, monitor the people that are coming and taking advantage of some of the programs, that as we make the needed adjustments, so we don't want to be opening the Y if nobody's coming. And so right now the hours that we have seem to be working for most, but as people come back and as programs are allowed to grow, we'll readjust hours and open back up.
So what hours are you open right now?
Right now, we're actually going to be changing the hours as of Monday. We'll be open from 5 a.m. until 8 p.m. during the week, and then during Saturdays we'll be open from 8 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. and Sundays will be closed.
And so does Sundays, does that get spent doing some deep cleaning or other things?
Every evening deep cleaning is going on. So yeah, Sundays we'll spend time, but every evening and before we open, there's deep cleaning going on.
All right, going to take a break, back with more. Matt Lund from the YMCA of Douglas County, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer with us on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Matt Lund, Interim Director of the YMCA of Douglas County, also leading the Grants Pass efforts as well with us today. So how long do you expect to be in this role of dealing with both Grants Pass and Roseburg?
That's a great question. And to be honest with you, that is an ever-evolving conversation. Originally, it had started out that I would come in and play the role of being the CEO on record as one CEO was transitioning out and the board was preparing to hire in another CEO. And then the pandemic hit. And again, as things were changing daily because of the pandemic, they found they needed a little more steady role. And it was fair to the staff and fair to the board to have that support. And the conversation came in between myself, my board, and Grants Pass, and the board here at the YMCA Douglas County, and found that my role was becoming more part-time, full-time, I guess you want to refer it that way. And so after having a lot of conversations detailed around the need and necessities of the Y needed here in Douglas County, and what my capacity to help them would be, that's where we are today. And so right now we're looking at my role to be a year-long contract until July of 2021. But in that time, there are other conversations happening along with the boards and myself to see if something more can come out of it. What that is yet, I don't know. And I don't know that either board knows right now, but there are a lot of good conversations happening. And again, it's ever-evolving, but I want to make sure that there is consistency and make sure that the staff and board is also getting the support they need.
So for somebody who maybe isn't as familiar, kind of explain like the overall mission of what the YMCA is about.
Yeah, you know, it's... I think the mission and the vision and the impact, it differs for every community. Is that you get in and you find out how do we end up strengthening the community to the best of our ability? And so whether that's putting Christian principles into programs, which the Y was founded on, the Y's been around for 175 years. Again, I think every community needs something different from every Y. It has its own purpose. And so the mission here in the YMCA Douglas County is going to be, again, serving a large senior population and serving those families and youth that are in our area. And so once the pandemic starts to clear out, again, we are evaluating every program, and we will find out what it is we need to adjust and where we need to serve that will most benefit the community. And that is, at that time, will be the mission where we need to drive forward and do what we can to strengthen coming out of the pandemic.
There's a lot of resources out there for people to do different activities, different things. What makes a YMCA so important to you?
You know, I love the YMCA. I grew up going to Parks and Recs. I've dealt a lot with or have worked a lot with Boys and Girls Club, a lot of different identities around in nonprofits and for-profits. The YMCA is incredibly special to me. I have four young kids. They grew up going into preschool and childcare and drop-off care and learning to swim and playing sports. The thing is, the YMCA is a place that has something for everybody. So whether you're a senior or you're a high school kid or you're a young family or an individual adult or a youth that's a newborn, is that the Y has something for you. And it helps bring families together. And again, it could be a young family, could be an old family, it could be seniors that are now retired looking for somewhere to go and have that socialization that's needed. That's what's special about the Y, is it has a purpose and drive for everyone.
How do you see this YMCA maybe being a little different than the one in Grants Pass?
You know, that's the great thing for me is they're both very, very similar. We have a lot of the same demographics. We have a large senior population. We also have new incoming families coming in. Again, things are changing a little bit, but the bottom line is they very much are similar. And it makes it a little easier for me as we have conversations in different departments and what that might look like. So it's our healthy living department and fitness and or our aquatics department or our membership department, our childcare department, is that we can have a lot of the same similarities and I can have different directors from both Y's talk to each other to share the needed resources.
Now, you mentioned adding another Y down there. Is that just based on the population base of that area increasing more rapidly?
So one of the main drivers for me, again, having my having the focus around overall health and well-being is having the focus on how do we really become well-rounded in how we serve people. And this conversation I had even when I started in Grants Pass, when I interviewed with the board back over almost getting near a year and 7-8 months now, is that we want to truly focus on spirit, mind, body, not just put somebody on a treadmill and hop in the pool and say, hey, best of luck to you, is that we need to become center focused and understand what that means. And so this facility is actually going to be created to focus on your overall wellness and well-being. And so we will have massage therapy, acupuncture, nutrition, personal training. We'll also have a large focus on mental health. We'll have wellness coaching, life coaching. So when somebody comes in and they get a diagnosis that they are obese or they have diabetes, pre-diabetes, whatever their health diagnosis is that they can come in and actually get the treatment they need. We are not a health clinic, but we will be there to support the health professionals. So we have specialized programs in weight loss. So whether someone needs to come in and learn more about nutrition or learn more about how to work out properly or work out correctly. So this facility is opening up, being able to focus on that. We will have a small weight training area, but again, we'll also meet other needs during their health journey as well.
And that sounds like it kind of goes in line with what you talked about with working with the other organization and looking at all these areas, not just, you know, working out in the pool or whatever.
Yeah, so my main focus is to make sure we are working with the community in every way that we can. And so I have a vision of bringing a clinic to community, working with hospitals, working with small clinics, working with other nonprofit organizations or for-profit to really service people, again, on every level of health. And so the more that we can partner, the more that we can collaborate, the more that we can do together, and we can truly strengthen the community in all different ways.
So what's the role of the board of directors with Y?
The board obviously is the governance piece. It gives the overall direction, strategic direction. But I also look at it as they are my right-hand person. Is if I have ideas and I'd like to bounce it off of them, they can help give feedback and say, yes, that sounds like what we need to do as an organization. They help give the guidance, but they don't take on the operational aspect of it. That's why they hired somebody like me who can come in and take over that CEO role. And that relationship has to be a solid relationship if you move forward as an organization. So they definitely are a right-hand person for me, the board itself, but they also help in giving the strategic direction for our organization.
A lot of people will drive by the YMCA on Stuart Parkway, one of the busier streets in town, and they've looked over and said, what is going on in the parking lot? Tell us about that.
You know, I think this is a great opportunity for everybody coming in. And the funny thing is I have the parking lot being redone in Grants Pass as well. So right now, parking lots are almost like my nightmare as we go through this because people are starting to come back in, but now it's a little bit of an inconvenience. But the great thing about it, it's going to last for a couple weeks. The parking lot is getting redone to be more ADA compliant, to be much safer, get rid of a lot of the uneven areas. It was a much needed project that is there to help make the experience coming in the Y better. It's something little, at least that's what people look at as, oh, it's just a parking lot. Well, it's actually more for a lot of people that are your senior age population that need a better layout, a safer layout. And it's actually happening in Grants Pass and here in Roseburg as well.
Well, and July is like prime season for doing this kind of work when it's hot.
Yes. Yeah. And that's, I know we've had a lot of people question, well, why wasn't this done during the pandemic or during the shutdown time? You know, contractors were either busy or they had to furlough staff, and we were doing the best we could to manage through it. We kept the relationship going, and then once we got started again, we wanted to make sure that we got the parking lots taken care of during the summer, so when hopefully schools will start back up and parents will start getting a chance to go back to work, the parking lot will be done, and as we get busier, it obviously will create more convenience for everyone.
All right, Matt Lund from the YMCA of Douglas County, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, appreciate 12, it.
1257 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.